The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yerachmiel Fried, Rosh Kollel of the Dallas Community Kollel, known as Dada, and Mechaber of the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kehilchasoi, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Beis Chabad Vava Mer Aleph, Amar Rava, Meis B'Yom Tov Rishon Yisaskav Amamin. If somebody, Nebuch, Lo Aleinu, is Niftar on the first day of Yom Tov, then Goyim should be Metapel with his Kvura. It can be Nikvar, it can be cover him on Yom Tov Rishon, but it should be done by Goyim. Meis B'Yom Tov Sheni Yisaskav Yisrael. But, however, on Yom Tov Sheni, even Yidden can be Metapel in this Kvura. Fascinating halacha that Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, until now we learned in the past that it's Kedusha Achas and the Beitza Shel Olda Bazeh Asura Bazeh, it's all considered one Kedusha, L'Kuli Alma. Nevertheless, we say that Yisaskel Bo even Yisrael, because of the Gabi, this special halacha, Chazal were very makel to make it like Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, that even Yidden could be Osek in his Kavura. And the Gemara goes on to say that according to Marzutra, this is only the case where the Ishtahi, where it's going to be, he's going to be left a long time, or concerned that the mace will be Masriach, it won't be good for the mace. If it's not going to happen, there's not a problem. And Ravashi says, no, and this is the halacha, even though we're not concerned that he's going to be Masriach, you don't leave him anyway, you right away you can go ahead and L'chatchila v'osik in the kvura, my time of Yom Tov Sheni in the Gabi Meis kachol shavu rabbanan. Afu l'megas le'glima, l'megas be asa. That the Chachamim made the Gabi kvuras Meis completely like a weekday, even to cut and shred up the things you need to cut, and the begadim you need, and all the things that you need for the kvura, you have to go ahead and do on Yom Tov Sheni. Which, and again, it's a very fascinating halacha, though Elena, we shouldn't have to come to it, but even though Mitzad Echad, we learned before that the Takana of Yom Tov Sheni, like many Rishonim say, is that we're supposed to look at it, Ki'ilu Adayin Mesupakim, as if we still have a suffix, whether or not, which day is Yom Tov, if the first day is Yom Tov, the second day is Yom Tov, and we have to really be knowing it that way, and Atzkane Kach, that we make brachas on Yom Tov Sheni, we make Kiddush, we have many brachas of the Shem and Malchus in Yom Tov Sheni, as if it's Yom Tov Rishon. When it comes to this halacha, Kachol Shavu Rabbanan, they made it like a weekday. That's the tremendous Chabad HaMeis that we have to be knowing, not to push it off, and they're mekel in this Talkana Sechamim L'Chabad HaMeis. This is one place where Yom Tov Sheni will have a similar halacha between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, because they do have this Shaila coming up, unfortunately, on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. And they're different minhagim in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Kavura on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah. Even though the Gemara says that Kachol Shel Yerubanan, it was made like a Yom Chol, but it's the Minig Ashkenaz in Yerushalayim, among the Bnei Ashkenaz, to be machmir to do, even on Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah, all the malachas that are done, that are necessary for the Kavura to be done by Nochrim, by Goyim. Unless it's a situation where because of that it's going to have to sit for a long time and we're choshes for Bizayan Ameis, only then we allow Yisrael to go ahead and do it. That's the way they're knowing in Yerushalayim. And we don't have to wait around until Goyim might show up. But the Tara and the putting the mace in the Kever and the Kisui, Ba'afar, and all those, the actual Maisa Kavura, all those things that are Negev, that they do Aydei Yisrael by the Chever Kadisha, not by Goyim. The halacha is on Yom Tov Sheni, which is very often the case, very often the situation that there is no basic forest tochat tchum. So to be covered the mace means going outside the tchum. Outside the tchum is going to necessarily mean driving. Even so, the halacha is, since it's kachol shavu rabbanan, and that's the only place to bury him is in the basic forest, which is outside the tchum. Then it's allowed to be done when it's not shaykh in any other way, which is usually the case, also by driving in cars in Yom Tov Sheni to take him where he has to be taken to. All this is nikra din halacha, but halacha lemaisa, the Gedolei Hador, l'mashal Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Siman Ayin Vav, he first writes to be miyashiv, the das of the Rabbanim Gedolim in Chutz La'aretz, that we're not mocha against those who do kfuras, bezman hazeh, and Yom Tov Sheni, even though in our times it's possible that, even though it's possible to prevent the sirachon by putting the mace into a refrigerating unit that they have refrigeration to prevent any sirachon. Even so, the halacha still applies. He says, however, that's just to be mitaret what they were knowing to do it. But his das is, he writes his Devar Pashat, that we find the Gemara in common places in Shabbos and other places that the halacha could be one way, but they'll say that in that place, Einam B'nei Torah. And in B'nei Torah, we're choshes for zilzal of halacha in general, b'chalal, and after machmir, even in places where mikra din things are mutter. And since Bizman is it, we certainly have the situation of many people in B'nei Torah, even those that might be technically Shomer Shabbos, but because of Chesaron Yediyah, for them thinking that that they're going to start calling up, picking up phones, and inviting all kinds of people to the Kfura and calling many people that are unnecessary for the Kfura to be there, it could come out to be a tremendous zilzal of Yom Tov. And they're all going to come in their cars, and they're going to come and they're going to all think that it's mutter for the sake of the Kfura. Many other ofanim of Chil Yom Tov will come about. So this way, it's going to come out that basically by doing a levaya like this, it's going to cause a lot of lifnei iver. Many people are going to be mechal Yom Tov. They should not be doing so. They're not necessary for this kavura. So he says, "Ein lecha bizoyin yosu gadol for the mace himself." That many people are being mechal Shabbos. Mechal Yom Tov for the sake of this mace. There's no worse thing for the schus of the mace for this to be happening. So therefore, he writes at the end of the tshuva, Alan Holosa Adas Yisrael Lohadiya Shein Misadrin Shum Kfura B'Yom Tosheni, that he gave a general psak that no levaya should be done B'Yom Tosheni. He says even though sometimes it'll cause for the mace to have to wait for 3 days because it's a long Yom Tov and you have a Shabbos afterwards, even so that's not a heter to cause such a bizarre Yom Tov, and it's the worst thing for the mace that can be done. So that's the psak of Rav Moshe. I know that in certain Chassidish kehilas they still do a Kfura Yom Tov Yom Tosheni and Chutzaretz, because they're not choshes they are B'nai Torah, and they're not concerned about having a lot of non from people that are involved, and they're going to get called and they're going to start driving in their cars. So there are certain kehilas that still do that, but that was the psak of Rav Moshe, and that's the general hanhaga in Chutzaretz today. Lo aleinu. Another similar halacha to the halacha of kavura is the halacha of refuah, where the Gemara in Daf Chaf Beis in Beitza, with the member of a memor over there, allows to be kochel asayin, the shame refuah, to color the eyes with the blue, the second refuah on Yom Tosheni. And the Gemara over there makes a comparison to kavura, which would seem to imply that the same svora of kochel shavu rabbanan, that the rabbanan made Yom Tosheni like a weekday, concerning kavura, had the same stipulation, the same kula, but again to refuah. But it's just fascinating to see that although that's true from Lashon HaGemara, we see though that there's a difference in halacha that the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Taf Tzadik Vav Sif Beis, where he's matir l'chol asayin. So the Rama points out that it's only a shavus d'rabbanan, which is similar to michol asayin, which is only either a shinui or it's not a real tzviya d'raisa. But an av malacha is usher for the Israel to do it even on Yom Tosheni. So the even though the parallel seems to be there from inside the Gemara, but we see a huge chiluk in halacha that when it comes to kavura, we're allowing even to do malachos deraisa on Yom Tosheni for whatever is necessary, cutting things up and chopping things and digging, whatever is necessary for the kavura, even though it's a full malacha deraisa on Yom Tosheni, as opposed to refuah, that they didn't make it mamish like chol. And we actually, in fact, don't really find the lashon chol in reference to refuah in the Gemara and Beitza, even though it does make a comparison to Kfura, but it didn't actually come out and say the Lashon, the Kachol Shavu Rabbanan. So if you take a look in the Mishnah Brura in Taf Tzadik Vav, Sif Beis, many nafkaminas la'alacha concerning the halachas of refuah, which would be on the scope of the discussion right now. One last point I just wanted to end off with, a fascinating question with the getter of Yom Tosheni, of how the essence of Yom Tosheni remains with us today, that the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Yom Tov, Halacha Chaf Aleph, has a lashon which is zesh anu osim bechutz laretz kol yom tov me'elu shnei yamim minhagu. This that we do a second day of yom tov in chutz laretz is a minhag. The Rambam clearly seems to be basing himself on the original lashon of Gemara that we saw in Daf Dalet, where it said hizahu b'minhag avoseichem, to be continued, to be nizhar in the minhag avos, which is mashma from the lashon of the Gemara, that it's a minhag. But then the Rambam continues to go on and say, "V'yom tov sheni v'divrei sofrim hu, u'midivreihem shenischatshu b'golus." So after he says it's a minhag, then he says it's midivrei sofrim, which would imply that it's a tekanah d'rabbanan, not just a minhag, but a tekanah d'rabbanan, which is nischatshu b'golus. And this is very difficult for Meneu Bey, first of all, within itself, he starts off saying it's a minhag, ends off saying it's a midivrei sofrim, it's a tekanah. So, how can we understand these words of the Rambam? A similar problem with the lesson of the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Vav Halacha Yadalid, where the Rambam lists those things which a person is put into nidui, into excommunication for. So, in Halacha Yad Aleph, he mentions, HaMachalal Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, somebody who desecrates second day Yom Tov of Golias, Aval Pishu Minhag, even though it's a minhag. Meaning, even though it's only a minhag, still he gets nidui for that, he gets excommunicated. So the Lechem Mishnah already asked the question that, why does he write over here it's a minhag if he already said in Hilchos Yom Tov, it's midivrei sofrim? So similar to the stira in the Rambam Meneu Bey in Hilchos Yom Tov, it's also a stira to the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he only implies that it's a minhag. So the Lechem Mishnah answers over there, that even though the chiyuv shmira of Yom Tov Sheni is only midivrei sofrim, the obligation to actually keep Yom Tov is a tekanah d'rabbanan. But he says, aval ikar yisoda mishum minhag. But the yisoda davar, the essence of it is really a minhag. Like the Gemara says, like he points out, hizaru b'minhag avoseichem b'yadeichem, continue to be nizhar in the minhag avos, which is in your hands. And if you remember, we pointed out in Daf Daled that Rashi spoke out there that itself is the machlokas between Rab and Ravasi concerning a beitza shenolda bazeh muteras bazeh, whether it's a chok kavua, whether it's an established takana, or it's a minhag because of dagas asafik. So Rashi learned that is the machlokas. But since we paskin like Rav that beitza shenolda bazeh muteras bazeh, according to Rashi, it should come out that it is only a minhag, which is like the lashon of Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah and the beginning of the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov. But the problem is that he ends off that it's a takana. So the Lechem Mishnah seems to say something which is a little difficult to understand, but that the Yisoda Davar, the establishment of it, is a minhag, and the takana is the chiyuv to keep it, is mitoras takana, which the nafkamina in that would be to say that mitaken it in a way which it's still like it was in the time of the minhag, which was mitzad sufik, which that would explain that even though it's a minhag kavua, and we know, and it's a real takana, but still they were attacking it in a way, like we mentioned before, previously from the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah and Tosus and other Rishonim, that say that even though today we know the kfiyos yaracha were b'ki, and we know the exact when Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni is, but they made it that the takana is to be knowing Yom Tov Sheni as if we still are in a sufik. And a very similar shot we see from the Briska Rav in his Ksavim in Maseches Erechin Daf Yud in the stencils. He also comes to explain the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh in Perek Hei Halacha Hei that the lesson of Rambam over there is Aval Takanas Chachamim Hi Shizahu B'minhag Avaseihem B'yadehem. There he doesn't mention at all Minhag, he just says it's a Takanas Chachamim to keep the Minhag Avos. So the Brisk Rav explains that it's mavur from Lashon Rambam that the din of Yom Tov Sheni is a minhag. And that's the etzem cheftza, the essence of Yom Tov Sheni, the etzem cheftza shalo is a minhag. But the chiyuv is medivrei sofrim to keep it. So the Chachamim made their takana on the minhag that already was in place because of a suffix, and that explains why it remains begetter suffix even until today. Many halachas, such as if a person didn't take off Truma Meiser or Challah, then they could take off with the stipulation, with a Tanai on Yom Tov Rishon for the sake of eating on Yom Tov Sheni. If it's just in various other halachas, putting down an Erev, like we mentioned before also, that even though it's a Takana Kavua, the Takana was to be knowing it as if it's still a Suffolk. And as I mentioned the first time as well, that keeping Yom Tov Sheni is a very important thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal writes in his Tshuvas that the getter of the Takana is that through the keeping of both days, it's if we have one day which is Shalim. the shleimus of Yom Tov for us in Chutzlaretz, the way Chazal established it for us, with a very great power, with the tokif of adding brachas and not wearing tefillin in Yom Tov Sheni, and so on and so forth, that they gave it a very strong force, because only through the fulfillment of Yom Tov Sheni properly, a boltez Yom Tov is considered as if we really fulfilled Yom Tov properly. And in fact, there's the Yerushalmi, which says that the reason that there was a gzera upon us to keep Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Haaretz is because we did not keep Yom Tov Rishon properly in Eretz Yisrael, that there's a gzera upon us to keep 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Haaretz. And if Hashem, if we'll properly fulfill that the way we should, then we should go back to fulfilling one day only in Eretz Yisrael. We've all returned there. Be'ezer Hashem, b'meher v'yameinu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.